Street, Paul. With the St. Paul Athletics Association, SPAA, Junior Curling Championship Bonspiel taking place during a week of extremely cold weather, organizers were nearly forced to reschedule. Instead, they juggled the schedule and after 3 days of competing for some of the teams, this year's SPAA banners were handed out. Some of the girls' team started playing the afternoon of Feb. 21. Then, after pushing back the start of the day by a couple hours due to temperatures that dipped felt colder than minus 40 C, the boys, girls, and mixed teams gathered at the St. Paul Curling Rink on February 22 for a full day of curling. On the boys' side, there were just two teams entered in this year's SPAA competition, but it would take 3 games to decide a winner. The F.G. Miller Jr. High Boys team would win the first game, but the younger Reset Jr. High Boys would make a comeback in the second game, forcing a third game in the double knockout format. In the third game, it would be the F.G. Miller boys who came out on top and took this year's banner. On the girls' side, the championship would go into a third day, and wrap up on February 23, with the two Reset teams going head-to-head in the final match. Winning was the team consisting of Oakland Labrie, Cadence Bone, Cherie Labrie, and Addison Sadlowski. Reset would also claim this year's mixed curling banner, defeating the team from Glen Avon School in an exciting final game on Wednesday. It was great to see the rink full of young athletes eager to participate in the SPAA championship, said Reset Jr. High school principal and curling coach Andrea Austin. After only 3 teams participating last year, we were pleased to see 11 teams participate this year. They are the future of curling in our community.